Hello. Get up and dang it. When you hear that music, it's time to get up and dance. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. Hey, this is a new time, a new reality on BBS Radio. I call it Radio Free America because we have to free America first before we can free the rest of the world. And this is the show to do it with. Hey, I've got the vision, I've got the knowledge, and I've got the personality to make it all happen. Yeah! Woo! Let's change the world for the better. You know what I say? There are new dreams, crowding out old realities. There's revolution. Sweeping in like a fresh new breeze. Let the old world play make-believe. They have no idea at all, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. That's right, people. Victory of the light has already been obtained. The light forces have won the war with the dark forces. It's just a matter of time. It's kind of like the Civil War. The war is over, but there's still factions out there that haven't heard the message yet, and they're still looking to cause conflicts and confrontations, and it will until the event. If you don't know about the event, you need to find out right now. That's the whole purpose of the show, to wake everybody up and, like, get you in line with the truth. It's been victory of the light since 1 year, 4 months ago when I participated in the global mass meditation, and that was the decisive factor in victory of the light. There's a battle going on, a spiritual battle between light forces and dark forces, in case you haven't heard. Of course, there's still a bunch of diehard, dark-hard bastards out there that are going to make our lives visible for the next year or so until the event happens. And at the event, let me just tell you, in case you don't know, you can check it out at the portal, but let me just make it quickly, clearly, at the event, there's going to be a quantum recrystallization of all life and matter on Earth. We're going to give up the blood pressure bodies, and we're all going to inherit crystalline, diamond crystal bodies that are not flesh and blood. They're superior bodies. They don't wear out. They don't get sick, and they are eternal. You can make it to the event. You won't have to endure the dilemma of dying, at least of your physical body. Of course, your real body lives on forever regardless. Your soul lives on forever. But at this particular special point in time, if you can live just about a year from now, you will experience the event and you won't have to endure physical death with your physical body. And of course, these bodies were not made to last forever, but the new ones will be, and you can inherit one at the event. It's time to find out about that. Go to the portal. Come on, I've been telling you. If you would listen to my late night after midnight show for the last 67 years, you would know about this. But I'm at the new time spot now. I'm at the new time spot. The new time spot. 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time, USA. Connect the Dots Radio Show. Tell your friends this is the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. And this is the show that tells you more than just talking about the problems. We talk about the solutions here. The solutions here is to take a man into the situation. You have a right to do that. You're an independent individual. You got to learn to take a man into the situation. Stop complying with fake, evil government. All governments are evil at this point in time. All police forces are subservient to these evil entities called government. We have to create new police departments there that are willing to serve the people, not the evil government chain of command overseers that tell them to go out there and gas the people, shoot rubber bullets at them, suppress them, prevent them from protesting, and all that other crap. We need the police to really protect the real people and round up the criminals, which is a lot of refugees and invaders to our company, immigrants that are criminals before they came here, and they think they can come here and create more crimes, and they are still getting away with it. A real police department wouldn't tolerate that, but they're wasting their time and effort and allegiance in serving phony mayors. Yeah, phony mayors. Oh, they're really bad guys. Hey, I'm in New York here. New York mayor, he's a phony. He's a New World Order puppet, and he is not in making any good decisions at all. It's too bad the other guy running, Curtis. Of course, he didn't have a chance because, my opinion, in New York, my area, the Republican Party is paid to lose all elections. That's how crooked the situation is. The Democrats control everything, and they pay the Republicans to lose elections. Absolutely. And that's how it works out. It's sad but true, you know. And it's time everybody finds about what's going on behind the scenes with our galactic brothers and sisters. Yeah, there are groups of living human beings, many of them human too, and other planets and other galaxies. They're supporters of our human race. They've been not denied. They have been denied access to us, and we have been denied access to them. But the demonic, evil ETs, the Anunnaki, the reptilians, the Dracos, if you don't know about this stuff, boy, you need to find out, because all this information is out here. And we got the Vatican is an evil source. Other religions are evil sources. And all the governments are evil. You know, we need better systems. We need to be replaced with better systems because we don't need them. We have so many private organizations to take care of problems not today. We don't really need government. We need to make it obsolete. If we're going to form a government, it has to be under the control of the people, not this bullshit. You elect somebody every 4 or 6 years, and that's the end of it. They can do whatever they want after that. That's ridiculous. Do you realize that protests mean bullshit today? Because all those elected people know that they don't have to do shit for you. And that's the bottom line, and that's why they're getting away with it. And you're stupidly worrying about protesting. Protesting isn't going to get you shit unless there's money behind it to bribe people to do things. That is the bottom line. And if you paid attention and find out what the portal's all about, you'll find out that they have been encouraging us to do more global mass meditations, and they said the next big major point in the world is the American elections in November of 2024. And I'll tell you, if you stupidly vote for the traitorous Democrat or Republican parties, no matter who they're running for candidates, You are part of the problem because you're playing their game, their evil game of controlling you to get you to book them into office where they can ignore you for another 4 or 6 years. It's that is the bottom line. Hey, listen, I don't give a fuck if I'm elected president of the United States or not, but I am running in 2024 as a writing candidate, and I'm offering the American people the only reasonable choice to get away from this crooked system. You know, the U.S. corporation, the Constitution, they wiped their ass with the Constitution in D.C., and those of us who are knowledgeable, we all know that. And at the same time, we need to stop just listening to these people that want to talk about all the problems. I think we all know that all the problems already. So, you know, forget about Alex Jones. He has no friggin' solutions. He just wants to talk about the problems. He's made a career out of that, made himself really filthy, rich, and he doesn't have any solutions for anybody. Meanwhile, people like me, I have all the solutions because I grew up poor amongst the poor people. I've worked with them my whole lives, and I know everything about what's going on down the street level. Forget about these people born with the silver spoon in their mouth, Trump. Come on, he doesn't know anything about common people. And forget about the musty one. Yeah, we know who he is. He bought Twitter and made it worse. He made it into a two-tier system, you know. We got the common surf people there, and we got the blue chips now, the elite. And the common, because I'm on Twitter, I know. Hey, the common people, we can't communicate with the blue chips because Twitter won't allow us to. X won't allow us to. Elon Musk is X. He X'd us all out. It's a joke, right in your face. He's slamming the door in our face. X, I'm Xing you out. Unless you pay me money, your tweets are not even going to get heard because I programmed all the machines to only show one or two people. You might have 800,000 people, but if you don't buy the blue chip, only 2 or 3 people are going to get to see your tweets every day. And that's the bottom line, and that's what Twitter has been turned into. Muskie has ruined Twitter, and he turned it into us versus them, the blue chips versus the non-blue chips. And he programmed his machines to do that. Meanwhile, he left in all the roadblocks that were there already. You know, when you tweet, you want to tweet somebody happy birthday, and somebody, and the stupid machines put up, like, we'll delete your tweet before you even finish, you know, for no reason at all. Because I don't know what the program is, how they determine that, but they'll do it for any stupid reason. Just harassment, roadblocks. And that's what the Muskie one has done with Twitter. You know, another man who's like filthy rich and doesn't know how to serve the common people. Hey, this is the call-in radio show. For you, those of you who are at this hour of time and never heard this show before, this is the call-in radio show. All you have to do to participate is have a telephone and have something important to say. Don't call me up and ask me what's on sale at ShopRite, okay? Or any other supermarket. But please call up and talk about something that you have to reveal that would be beneficial to all of humanity. That's what, you know, a call-in radio should be, you know? And that's it, basically. I won't bite your head up. I can have a casual conversation with anybody about everything. And there's pretty much, if you can call up and find out talk about something I don't know anything about, I'd be glad to hear about it because I know pretty much of everything. You know, I listen to the other people's talk shows and stuff like that. They're talking about plenty of important things. But again, none of them have any solutions. And I pretty much know about close to everything they're talking about already. Yeah, maybe once in a while, once a week, of all the times I watch other people's talk shows, I'll find out something new. But at the same time, you know, these people know 1/1000th of what I know. And they might even know a lot, but I know that much more. And I proved it when I put my book out, Connect the Dots Theory. That's what I mean to show after. It's out there. Hey, Google it, iTunes it, whatever, Amazon, download it. It's a book that has pictures of things that no one else on this planet has. No one else in the solar system even has it, because why, if they do, why aren't they showing you this? These Galactic Federation good guys, Galactic Confederation good guys, why haven't they showed these pictures of things that are floating around our surface at night and leave light trails? All you need is a cheap camera with a beach set, and you could find them yourselves. That's how I found them. And, but I guess everybody is just too effing lazy to do anything. No, you wasn't, you want to let Google do it all for you. You want to let your cell phone apps do it for you. Well, it's time everybody wake the hell up and understand. Life is a participating game. You know, you need to be part of it. You need to participate in it. You need to give your best to the collective consciousness of humanity, if you even understand what that is. How many people am I talking to out now have actually participated in global meditations? They're so easy to do, and you're participating in humanity and the uplifting humanity. You know, it's pathetic when you think of all the 8 billion people in the world and how few people participate in global meditations. It is sickening. Of course, we can't blame all the ignorant people, because it's been the manipulative governments of the New World Order that's controlled by the negative alien intelligences that's been controlled simply by the negative aliens for hundreds of thousands of years. It goes back that far, yeah. And that's why things have been so difficult on Earth. And people have been manipulated into fighting each other over nothing when we should be loving each other. You know, as I mentioned before, hey, listen, I am an official writing candidate for president of the United States. And I'm the guy who knows how to solve all the problems, because they're not that difficult to solve. You know, Gaza war, Ukraine war, I'll solve them in a very short time if I have the authority of the president of the United States. And I'm not afraid to take command of a situation, not like this cunt Biden or any of the douchebag traitors that were before him. These problems are not that difficult to solve. You know? I mean, so why would you even think of voting for somebody who has no solutions for these major problems? You know? If you were an ethical, religious person, why would you even consider voting for, you know, a mind-controlled Biden or an unethical Trump or a crooked Democrat Party or crooked Republican Party? What's your genuine reason for voting for these groups? Do you believe all the lies they told you? If you don't vote for them, it's not going to happen. Well, let me tell you something. As a writing candidate with no friggin' money, if you just support me, I'll win this next coming election in November. You don't have to figure it out. I figured out already. It's not that difficult. But if you keep listening to the lies of the Democrats and Republicans, they'll just steer you down the same dead-end street, which leaves you with nothing. Because once they're elected, they know they don't have to do a friggin' thing for you. And you can't prove what I'm saying is wrong. So shut up and listen to somebody who knows what they're talking about. If you want justice for yourself, I wrote the song, There Is No Justice Except What You Make For Yourself. I'm telling you, hey, join me and let's make our own justice. let's take command of this, perverted thing that has government has become. Let's bring it back to its original beliefs to the U.S. Constitution. Let's abolish the U.S. corporation, which is nothing but a fake entity controlled by bankers and ruling families around the world, foreign entities. You know, the IRS doesn't give the money to the U.S. government to serve you. The tax money goes to the Crown of England. And all the other fake taxes go. If you remember the U.S. Constitution, taxes were supposed to be voluntarily, but you've been tricked in submitting to the IRS, which is not even a U.S. agency. They're located, they're not even located in the United States. They have a building here, but you've been duped into giving your money to the IRS, which gives their money to a foreign company, probably the Crown of England. I mean, if you don't know this stuff, where the hell have you been? Every talk show in the world is talking about this stuff. You know? But at the same time, every talk, what's different about this show compared to every other talk show is, no matter who they interview, you get a lot of important information being revealed from whistleblowers and stuff like that. But there isn't one friggin' show out there in the whole fucking world that has solutions to anything. Is that clear enough? This is the only show that has it. And if you really care about solutions and getting all the problems solved, tell your friends, tell them to tune in or tell them to call in. And we'll start talking about what the real solutions are to the real problems. You know? I'm making this claim. Hey, if you think I'm wrong, prove me wrong. Show me somebody else who has the solutions. Nobody does. But I know the solutions because I understand what solutions are. I understand the solutions to all the problems that are already always known. You just have to have the mental capacity to tap into those known solutions. And apparently, absolutely no one on the face of this planet outside of myself does. I wish there were more people like me, but apparently they're not. I'm not saying this to brag. I don't give a fuck if I become the next president. And guess what? If you're not willing to support somebody who has solutions, well, you know, then suffer with the fake governments that are taking away your rights and making you suffer. The governments that serve the dark forces. I mean, really, the good people in this world, we vastly outnumber the elite dirtbags. But if you're not willing to be responsive and unite behind someone like myself who knows how to take the battle to the forefront and win the situation, you're part of the problem. I don't know whether you're fearful, gutless, or lazy, but you're part of the problem because you're not willing to connect, you know? For people to unite, it requires connection. It requires talking to other people. It requires, you know, stop being fearful to share your true beliefs with others. If you're not, if you're going to submit to that plague of unresponsiveness, you're part of the problem, and the world has become unresponsive to truth. It's only responsive to money. But money is the root of all evil. Things will all change when the event happens, but why should we have to suffer a year or more till the event? Because you lazy, cowardly, fearful people don't want to stand up and speak the truth? That's why you're part of the problem. We're all suffering more because of all you non-participating people, this is the time to leave your fears behind and participate. The common people have the numbers. All we have to do is unite and agree to do things that will be beneficial to everyone, and then tell the phony officials to get the hell out because they're traitorous. And we need to get the military to support us. I heard the military is fractured too. You know, some of them support the light and some of them support the darkness. Well, we need to change that. We want the military to support the light and support us in taking away the traitors who have gained control of all the authoritative positions in America, just like they've done in every other freaking country in the world. This is not just an American revolution that needs to happen. It's a worldwide revolution that happens. The problem in every freaking country in the world is the stinking government, the evil government controlled by the New World Order that's controlled by the negative aliens that are evil. And they're controlled by demonic, invisible demonic forces. And we need to start talking about that. All these crazy people going out there and stabbing everybody around the world. They're controlled by invisible demons and also controlled by the evil forces working under the protection of the government. You know, the CIA have their evil tactics and all the other evil agencies of all the other evil countries have their tactics, where the scientific knowledge of how to brainwash people to go out there and commit atrocities. It's high-tech science nowadays. It's not just under the realm of the invisible demons, but they are still out there too. And unless we start talking about this conversation realistically, these atrocities are going to continue to happen. There's going to be more people stabbing innocent people. There's going to be more violence against innocent people. There's going to be more mass assassinations unless we start talking about the truth. Mind control is a reality. It's done by invisible demons, and now it's done by people with money in secret military government agencies like the CIA, MJ-12, MJ-6, whatever the hell they're called, British Secret Service, Russian Secret Service, Chinese Secret Service. They all have the technology how to mind control people, and they're using it and abusing people that they put under their influence to create more problems. We have to talk about it for what it is, and then we can bring it to an end. There's no reason to allow this to continue. Don't think it's okay to sit on your couch and watch movies, Netflix movies, and all the other stuff you pay for with your cable company, 600 channels of worthless shit, you know? It's not okay to sit home and do that and not get involved. Everyone needs to get involved now. And that's what this show is all about, trying to wake people up and get you to participate. There is a plague of unresponsiveness. And hey, I challenge anybody. This is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. I challenge anybody to call in and prove to me in any way you can, or even try to prove to me that it isn't exactly what I'm saying, and that there isn't a plague of unresponsiveness. In fact, that nobody's calling in right now proves a plague of unresponsiveness. You know? Is everybody that chicken? Is everybody that inferior complex that they're afraid to pick up the telephone and call into a live radio show and speak what's in their hearts? Well, I guess they are. Well, I guess that proves my point that, you know, there is a plague of unresponsiveness. I've even emailed the so-called Galactic Calm Federation and these other groups of extraterrestrials. They claim they're here to help us, but they're even chicken to respond to me. And they used to use the excuse, oh, we're worried about your safety. But I've been following them, and supposedly all the toplet bombs and all the black holes stuck in auroras have been removed. So we're not in a hostage situation now. And I'm not afraid. So why haven't they contacted me back? They just want to ignore me, just like the politicians do. You ever hear the song, Meet the Old Boss Just Like the New Boss? I don't know what song that was in, but it was in one song a long time ago. Yeah, meet the new boss just like the old boss. And they want to come here and save us, and they probably will do good. They promised to round up all the bad guys right after the event, and we could use help like that because we don't know how to do that because we're all too chicken, too unsupportive, too lazy to do that. So they kind of have to do that for us, and we can thank them for that. But they're still unresponsive to talk to fellow human beings. I think they're afraid that that people like myself might know a lot more than they do, and I know I do, because I've listened to their conversation for 5-6 years, and I definitely know that they don't know a lot of things that I know. And I think that's their fear, that they're afraid. It's part of the epidemic of unresponsibility. They're afraid to talk to somebody who knows a lot more than they do. Meanwhile, they're depriving us of moving forward faster than their way of moving faster. Now, we could have been here a long time ago. When I originally contacted them 5-6 years ago, we'd be here already. The event would have happened already, and we'd be into the heaven on earth. And I don't care if they like what I'm saying or not, but I'm going to speak the truth for what I know. And I know how to make fair judgments and everything. And I know how to spot unresponsiveness. Because as a young child, I was taught to be responsive to everyone. I learned that lesson, and I've done my best to be. So I definitely know when others are being unresponsive. Whether it's out of fear, whether it's out of stupidity, whether it's out of ignorance, I know when you're being unresponsive. Doesn't matter what the reason is, you're being unresponsive. And you might not like to hear that, but I'm calling you out for what you are, all of you. And that's one of the big problems why the dark side has an advantage over us. Because they have a better ability to unite than we, the average people, do. Of course, we've been subjected to all the brainwashing and negative influences, so it's made it hard for us. But at the same time, there's where the problem lies. Just like your government is totally unresponsive, and I'm talking about every government in the world. They're just totally unresponsive. They don't listen to protests. All they listen to is money. That's what they're responsive to. So what good is having electing a government that's only going to serve the elites? That's exactly what happened the last election. And that's what's going to happen in this election if you vote for Democrats or Republicans. If you can't understand what I'm talking about, hey, this is Golden Radio Show. Have the guts to call up and I'll explain it to you further, right? But meanwhile, just accept what I'm saying is truth, because when I speak, I can back up what I'm saying like most people can. And I'm only interested in talking about the truth. If you're not interested in talking about the truth, I guess you shouldn't even be listening to this show. You should listen to fake news media at 5 o'clock on the fake news mega stations, you know? And they'll tell you all the bullshit they think you should hear. Well, I just had to say all that because it was on my mind. Hey, the eclipse is over. We all have a lot more energy coming into our world now, and it's our responsibility to make use of it. You know, the closer we get to the event, the closer we get, our powers increase. You know, we're living in a living universe. Hey, this is an educational show. We're living in a living universe that responds to our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So be careful what you say, be careful what you speak, and be careful what you do, because the universe is always watching. We're tuned into this. That's the system we're in. It's a system designed to respond to our emotions, our thoughts, our words, our intentions. So may your intentions be only good. May your intentions be in serving others. My ethics for being the next president of the United States is in complete agreement what was written in the Bible book of Mark. 9:35, which means the 35th verse of the 9th chapter. Mark 9:35. It's a quote of Jesus where he says, those who want to be the leader of everyone have to be the servant of everyone. I learned that at an early age, and that's my ethics for being the next president of the United States. Nobody else is declaring that. They're just giving you fake promises and more BS. And believe me, those candidates aren't even qualified to shine my shoes, and that includes Trump, because he doesn't have the ethics I do, nor does he have the wisdom. And forget about Biden. We don't know whether he's a clone or just an imposter, certainly a puppet. And, you know, while we're talking reality, you know why the world hates Trump? Because the world is still controlled by the New World Order, and he wasn't willing to be part of the New World Order. But neither am I either. But I know about the poor people, and Trump doesn't know anything about them. You know, I was born poor. Trump was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. I'm a common man. He's been elite his whole life. So who do you think he's going to interact with? Only elite people? Because he doesn't know how to interact with common people. You know? I've worked with some of the poorest people on the face of this earth in my life. I worked side by side with them. And we had good, friendly relationships. And none of these other fake candidates have that kind of experience. In fact, no politicians have such experiences. You can't name anyone. Hey, if you do, hey, just go on the radio show, call me up and tell me, who's the politician who worked side by side with the poorest people in the world while he was growing up? Come on. I'm challenging everyone. Hey, just call on the radio show. You think you know somebody? I don't think there is anybody has as many qualifications of serving the whole spectrum of humanity than me. Plus, I don't like bribe money. I don't like elites. I hear there's a caller. Whom am I speaking to? Hello.
How are you, Mr. Edison?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm blessed. At least
hey,
today
that's
I am.
Good. Let me get your name. Who are you?
My name is Sapphire.
Sapphire. Wow. That is a cool name. What's on your mind, Sapphire?
What? Sorry, I missed that.
I said, what is on your mind?
Not much. Thank you. Not my, well, I heard you talking. I heard you talking about Mr. President Trump a few minutes ago. So I thought I'd call in. So you're going after it then. You are campaigning for president.
Thank you. Can you just talk a little louder?
Yes, I will. How am I doing now?
Yeah, that's better.
I'm right into...
Because,
okay.
You know, the phone systems are so, like, pathetic nowadays.
And I have a really poor, old, junky phone. It's a very... probably not well made.
Don't we all?
But it is a landline.
Hey, that's cool. Landlines are actually better. But, you know, still, we all have to, like, talk louder because... the phone system
and directly.
Have deteriorated over the years, you know?
They really have. So I'm going to have to put it right close to my mouth, but not too close. I will not move my head away because I know that does change the frequency that
yeah,
you hear.
Yeah, it does. It does. Well, if you have a landline, there probably is no radiation coming out of that, so that should be cool.
I hope not. Well, you are campaigning for president of the Republic?
Yeah. I mean, I'm out there. I have my website, 2020 presidenttomedison.com. I mean, it's the same site I used in the last election. That's why I didn't change the numbers. But when you go to it, it'll say 2024.
Sure, that makes sense. I mean, it's no big deal.
Yeah,
you can always change that.
And it's letting people know I ran the last election too, so I'm not a newcomer doing this.
No, you're not.
And
I remember.
Basically, I'm doing what only a poor the only chance I have to do anything is a poor person, because as a poor person. To run for president of the United States, you really don't need any money. All you have to do is declare you're running for president, and you don't have to pay any fees.
You know, that's something that I don't think many people realized. I didn't know that. You don't have to pay any fees.
Right, exactly. If you become a political party, man, you have all these hurdles to go through and all these amounts of money you have to pay to be on the ballot in every state. I'm on the ballot in every state, basically. All you have to do is write in my name, Tom Edison. That's it.
Just write it in, because there's a spot for that. Yeah, there's a spot for that.
Course,
yeah, we can just write.
There are a few states that have violated the Constitution and said that their people are not allowed to vote for a write-in candidate. But that's a fraudulent law, and they're violating the Constitution, whether they know it or not.
Yes, but they're not, they're probably not voting for, the Constitution it trumps all those other levels. Yeah, so it's number one. Those laws need to be obeyed. Absolutely, yeah. So what, Colorado's doing that?
The Constitution needs to be obeyed. But any of these friggin' laws that came in after 1871 with the U.S. Corporation, they're not really laws. They're corporation decrees. And
yes. They are bylaws of a corporation. You're absolutely the statutes, codes, regulations.
Yeah, since
rules,
1871, they came up with all these restrictions. It's only about five or six states that prohibit people from voting for write-in candidates. But at the same time, that gives me advantage. If I don't win the election, I can call the election fraudulent because I was denied access in those states.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes. Yes, it could be called, what would you do if you knew it was fraudulent, though? I mean, besides call it fraudulent.
So, I mean,
you would have to.
I mean, just by running as a write-in candidate, I can change a lot of things by that. And at the same time, you know, if you go to my website, 2020, presidenttomedison.com, you'll see that I'm talking about real solutions when no one else is.
That's 2020, the numbers 202020.
President Tom Edison. I'm making myself a president already.
That's cool. President Tom Edison.com.
It's up there. And I just talk about, you know, my ethics.
It's going to be a lot of work to these problems.
And I talk about I'm looking for every Democrat and Republican to vote for me because these people are part of the problem. They keep voting for these phony political parties that only serve the elites, you know?
Hold on. What party
are you? I mean,
people
are stupid. What can I say, you know?
What party are you?
I'm running as an independent individual.
Cool. Independent.
If I was to run as a party, I'd be subject to all the stupid regulations for a political party, which would cost
me they're all corporations.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I'm in Arizona, okay? And in Arizona, it used to be a Republican state. Well, it still is right now, okay? But it is, they say that it's turning Democrat, but there's one other thing. We're at, I think it's 31% of independent, are independent now. 32 or 34% are Republican, and I think 30% are Democrat, and then the rest is the other, but... Yeah, I think that the independent voter is there. There's a lot of people that have switched to independent just recently. Massive amounts of people.
Well, that's good.
From what I've seen.
Can you speak a little louder? It's hard for me to hear because
maybe I should call back.
Get connected to me, and by the time it's getting to me, you're fading away.
Well, maybe I should call back because
there you go.
You need to hear me. Oh, okay, so I will talk louder.
Right, just talk louder, you know? That's all.
The independent voter has increased here in Arizona. That's where I'm here in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And they're like up, I mean, they're climbing up to like 32% at this point. They're getting close, and the Republican voter is at 34%. Or 33 and something, which, I mean, the independent was a lot lower numbers a couple years ago. That people are switching all over the place.
You know what?
Yeah, me too.
If you can pass the message along, put my name out there and let not only the independent voters know, but the Republicans and the Democrats that there's somebody running for president who's looking to serve everybody. Not just a political party.
And somebody that's interested in what the people want.
That's what the president should be. He should be serving everyone, not just his political party.
Well, you do realize that these political parties that we have, they are not taking an oath to the people. That's why they are not doing what the people ask them or tell them to do. They're taking an oath to their corporation investors, let's just say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Foreign
I know.
Investors.
They're all traitors.
Yeah.
I only wish I could muster up the army, but unless I'm the president, I don't have that authority to go into the Congress and have them arrested, you know?
Yeah.
For
by
treason,
by a military.
Prisoners. Yeah. But I in order to have control in the military, you really have to be the president of the United States. And that's one of the reasons I'm running because I know what needs to be done.
We need it done.
But I have to have some kind of authority to do it.
Yeah.
You know, if I was to call up the armed forces, whatever region. I'll get somebody on the phone as a clerk and tell them, hey, listen, I want you guys to go rescue Congress. And the guy will say, I'll pass that message along, and that's where it'll go.
Well, you do know, and I think you chuckle, because you do know we're all just waiting, wishing this would happen. I mean, everybody. It was just wanting. It's like, when is the military going to step up?
Like, if people go to my web presidential website, they'll see. That's the first thing I mentioned.
Yeah.
My game plan for this election is that all Democrats and Republicans vote for me as a write-in candidate. You know, if
it
I can get all those people to turn their backs on their crooked political parties and vote for me, well, then yeah. I've got the election won, you know?
And, you know, we need that. We need this.
That's what I'm doing because, it for, you know? I don't need to do this for myself. I think I know how to live happily as a poor person without money, and no matter who's in power. I'm doing this because somebody has to stand up and do what's right and get the whole situation straightened out. Because the political parties are not going to do shit for us. They're going to play the game as usual, you know?
They promise
you everything to get elected, and then they do nothing for you. It's the way it always has been, and that's the way it still is.
Thank you for doing this. We appreciate it.
Now
we just got to make it happen.
You didn't answer my question. I said, what's on your mind? You called up. Anything special?
Well, everything pretty much we did talk about in a lot of ways. And in a lot of ways, I did just, when we were talking about the corporation and all that and people standing up against this tyrannical government, there are people taking steps. There's a gal here in Scottsdale, Arizona. Her name's Michelle Klein. I think it's Klein or Klein.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's
I talked about her last week. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, K-L-A, yeah.
She has made a real breakthrough there with attacking these fake politicians, with going after their bonds. And, money.
I'm not sure where she's at with that.
Fraudulent behavior, and that way eliminating them.
And there's people all over the place stepping up. Well, I'm doing my own thing like that, but it's not directly at the Board of Supervisors. I'm going after the Department of Transportation, because here in Arizona, they are the ones that maintain the Motor Vehicle Division, and
uh-huh.
I'm going after the method of title, because what they do is let's say you buy a brand new car, and with that brand new car you have an MCO, that would be the manufactured certified or certificate of origin, manufacturer's certificate of origin.
Right.
That is considered the prima facie, or I don't know how to pronounce that, prima facie. Title. That's superior title. That is true title for your automobile. The certificate of titles that we get in return when we turn in our MCOs is an expression. It is an inferior form of title. It's not actual title. So we don't actually
I understand that scam is going on. That's
so
why,
I'm going after that, and I'm going after the registration.
When you go to register a car, you know, mm-hmm. they don't give you the title dear. They tell you, they make you fill out the forms, and they tell you, we'll send you the title in the mail, which is obviously not the real title. It's a fake title.
Yeah, it's an expression of title. Yeah. It shows that there is
and
title
that's
somewhere.
Why, that's one of the reasons they don't give it to you in person, you know. So
right,
you
because
can't
they're leaving.
Point there, you know.
They have superior title in their possession. They are leaving opportunity to take everything you own. Your property does not have, we do not have allodial title to our lands. When we say we even if you pay for your loan, your mortgage, which is that's another story all by itself. Even if you pay your house off,
that's a whole other scam, the land scam. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I'm taking them on. You know, I'm letting them know that even though I don't have the MCO because I can't get it from them because they've stolen it from us. They've stolen it, and they will not.
Is that true?
I mean, they basically have stolen our personal property.
Here's another question people need to think about in relation to what you're saying. If the public was given the opportunity to vote yes or no, do we want the state to take control of titles of vehicles? Everybody would say no.
You know, yeah, because they just automatically
took control of it, and they never asked people what we wanted. You know,
right?
And I guarantee that it would be a lot of things would be different if the public was really asked what they want. But they've never asked the public. You know?
No. Well, when they do, they don't listen because they don't have an oath to us. They do not.
Exactly, because guess what? There are no real laws that force elected officials to do what the public wants. There aren't.
Well, we just, the only way
they know
we can
that,
do
that's
it,
why they simply ignore everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they know that there's nothing that you can enforce them to do anything, basically. So the only thing is you have to attack them with, like you said, Michelle Kwan did with finding out that all public officials are bonded, and you can go after their bond money, and if you get that, you effectively put them out of a job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because there's a certain point where they can, when we make them accountable for what they are doing, when we actually do take the steps forward to do that, then they cannot, and if they are held accountable, they cannot hold office again.
That's a good procedure. We need to check them out one by one, I say.
But getting someone to enforce it, because you got to have military in your back pocket, and these sheriffs take an oath to the same foreign government.
Like I said, that's probably the main reason I'd like to have the presidency, because I would have some authority to enforce things, because as president of the United States, you're the commander in chief. You can order the military to do anything.
And more and more, I am starting to support that idea, Mr. Tom Edison. I'm more and more and more, because I'm seeing the validity, and we're coming to
the end of our show.
Okay, thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Thank you, Sapphire, for calling, but I just wanted to say to you before I end the show that I just found out recently that all the members of Biden's cabinet, none of them have taken an oath to anything, including Vice President Kamala. Even she hasn't taken an oath.
No way, really?
That's sick or what?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Listen, thanks for calling. Tell your friends to tune in next week, okay? Have a good night.
You got it.
Okay, people, we're coming to the end of the show. We're going to do the countdown, and then you're going to hear some of my music, including my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be. satisfy. Gotta be somebody in your life. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.